Welcome to our service for the second Sunday of Easter. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Grace and peace be with you.
And keep you in the love of Christ. Alleluia.
From the buried grain, weed that in dark earth many days has lain, love lives again that with the dead hath been. Love is come again like wheat that springeth green. In the grave they laid him, love who had been slain, thinking that never he would wake again, laid in the earth like grain that sleeps unseen. Love is come again like wheat that springeth green. Forth he came at Easter like the risen grain. Love who for 3 days in the grave had lain, quick from the dead my risen Lord is seen. Love is come again like wheat that springeth green. When our hearts are wintry, grieving or in pain, thy touch can call us back to life again. Fields of our hearts that dead and bare have been, love is come again like wheat that springeth green.
Lord Jesus, you raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you bring pardon and peace to the sinner. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you give light to those in darkness. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Let us confess our sins to Almighty God. Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought, word, and deed.
We have done those things which we ought not to have done, and have failed to do those things which we ought to have done. We are sorry and truly repent.
For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ,
who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and lead us in his way to walk as children of light. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Collect for the Second Sunday of Easter. Almighty Father, you have given your only Son to die for our sins and to rise again for our justification. Grant us so to put away the leaven of malice and wickedness, that we may always serve you in pureness of living and truth. Through the merits of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The reading is from Acts, chapter 4, verse 32 to 35. Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held in common. With great power, the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them. for as many as owned lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold. They laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Second reading is from the Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter, beginning at the 19th verse. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to the belief that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. That I speak, and the meditations of all our hearts, be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. In the week leading up to Mothering Sunday, the news was full of the interview between the Duke and Duchess of Sussex and Oprah Winfrey. I found myself wanting to reflect on what had been said and the response to it, but Mothering Sunday was not the time to talk about it. And nor, of course, were Passion Sunday, Palm Sunday, or Easter Day. Now, though, that the festival is behind us, I do want to reflect a little on one key theme which emerged that week: mental health issues and how we talk about them. You'll remember that the Duchess shared that at times she had felt suicidal. When that sharing was questioned, notably by Piers Morgan, there was a very strong reaction from many people, saying that you should not criticise someone who shared in that way, nor question what she said, because it is so important that people with mental health issues feel free to talk about them. If that sharing is closed down, especially if someone is feeling suicidal, the consequences might be very severe. A couple of years ago, there was a speaker at a clergy training day who told us that young people now feel much more able to share about mental health issues than was the case in the past. The implication of what she was saying, I think, was that there is not so much a huge increase in the incidence of mental health issues amongst the young in recent years as a greater willingness to be open about them. I'm not sure about the second part of that. There do seem to me to be more young people with these issues than I remember from when I was young, but it certainly is true that there is a greater openness now. That, on the whole, that openness is to be welcomed. It was one reason, I think, why younger people were more inclined to sympathise with the Duchess and inclined to believe her than older people were. People with these issues are always better if there is someone they can talk to. A partner, family or friends, or in more serious cases, therapists and counsellors. I want to say just a little, though, about the quality of that communication. Because although sharing and openness are, on the whole, to be welcomed, I think they need to be handled with some care. I've spoken before, I think, about the increasing tendency towards subjective and individualistic ideas about truth. The tendency to talk not so much about the truth as about my truth. What is true for me? Again, there is merit in the idea at one level. I can only approach the truth or speak the truth from my own perspective. I cannot stand outside myself enough to have a completely objective view. In general discussion, though, the vice of this approach is that I run the risk of equating my truth with the truth. And with regard to mental health, what I sometimes feel I am hearing is young people sharing their feelings of anxiety or depression in such a way as to say, this is my truth, what is true for me, but also more dangerously, what will always be true for me, so that my feelings of anxiety or depression become a truth about myself that I own, rather than a state of ill health to be healed or got over. The internet, in particular, is full of this kind of sharing, and the internet, of course, is where young people do most of their talking to each other. The most concerning examples are perhaps the anorexia sites, where sufferers mutually confirm for each other the idea that food is bad for them and starvation good, with consequences that can be extremely detrimental to their health. But it is not just these extreme examples. The internet seems to have heightened the intensity of every kind of sharing, whether about politics or personal feeling, or in other sad recent examples, racist or sexual abuse and harassment. Mental health is one area where sufferers may be especially prone to this heightened intensity of expression, and this kind of sharing may be to the detriment of their health, as the things they share about their feelings of anxiety or depression become self-fulfilling prophecy. The mention of prophecy brings us to the question of what difference might be made to these issues by the life of faith. Here we have been speaking in this Easter season of the new life which Jesus came to bring. I am come, he said, that you may have life in all its fullness. What does this new life offer to the person with issues in their mental health? Where can the living water of the Spirit be poured in healing when a person is riven by anxiety or depression? First, at the most practical level, to be a Christian is always to have a focus outside yourself. Mental health issues will always tend to make you focus on yourself and your own problems. Jordan Peterson, the Canadian cultural commentator and psychotherapist, says that the first questions he asks his clients are always to find out if they have a focus outside themselves. Do they have a job? Do they have a partner or significant other? Do they have friends? Other people, other perspectives, other objects of reflection than themselves and their problems. In Peterson's experience, if the answer to all three questions is no, those clients are very difficult to help. But to be a Christian is first to have neighbours, other human beings to love and to care for, other people with issues which will be my concern and which will prevent me from always coming back to my own anxieties, turning my worries over and over in my mind. Secondly, to be a Christian is to have brothers and sisters, people I can talk to, people who will listen attentively. It is a mistake some churches, and indeed some Christian pastors, make to imagine that being a Christian makes you immediately a qualified counsellor. It certainly is not so. But it does, or at least it ought to, make you a ready listener, one to whom a person with anxiety or depression can turn, knowing that they can trust you for support. But above all, to be a Christian is to have one utterly faithful friend to whom you can say literally anything. There can be mistaken ways of talking to the Lord, I suppose. I was speaking to someone who suffers in this area who says that Jesus' teaching about prayer in the Sermon on the Mount is especially relevant for him in this respect. You don't come to the Lord heaping up empty phrases, like all that oversharing on the internet. But anything that is not right to be shared publicly can be shared with the Lord in the secret place. Go into your room and pray in secret, says Jesus, and your Father who hears in secret will answer you. There is nothing about you he does not know, nothing that he knows about you that he does not love. No sin you have committed that he is not willing to forgive, and no pain you are feeling that he does not long to heal. Amen.
Let us affirm our faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Be thou my wisdom, be thou my
true word, be thou ever with me, and I with thee, Lord. Be thou my great Father, and I thy true Son. Be thou in me dwelling, and I with thee. My battle shield, sword for the fight. Be thou my dignity, thou my delight. Be thou my sole shelter, be thou my strong tower. Oh, raise thou me heavenward, great power of my power. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Be thou mine inheritance now and always. Be thou and thou only the first in my heart, O high King of heaven, my treasure thou. High King of heaven, when victory is won, oh, may I reach heaven's joys, O bright heaven's sun. Great heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be thou my vision, O ruler of all.
And now we come to our prayers. We begin with the Lord's Prayer, as our Saviour taught us, and in the language of our choice. We are bold to say, En tad, hwnnwyd yn y nefoedd, sancteiddiad y enw, deled y dernas, gwnyled y wychlis, megis yn y nef, fechli ar y ddear hefyd. Dyron i heddiw ein bara beinyddiol, y maddau i ni ein dyledion, fel y maddewn i na un dyledwyr, ac nac arwain ni brofedigaeth eithyg gwared ni rhag drwg, canu seiddo ti o'r dernas a'r gallu a'r gogoniant, yn oes oes oedd. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, as we gather here in the presence of the living God, let us ask for his help and guidance in the church and in the world. As we slowly return to our churches, we ask for your blessing on all worshipping Christians. Increase the love and affection between individuals and groups in every parish and denomination, and give us open hearts and generosity of spirit. We also ask your blessing on those whose circumstances mean that they are unable to be here with us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Wrth i'r pandemig mynd yn ei flan, gweddion y ddawr i'w ddeion ni o'r sefyllfa. Bydd gwledydd y byd yn cydweithio er lles pob unigolyn. Bydd teuluoedd a ffrindiau yn gwerthfawrogi i gilydd. Byddwn yn tyfu a datblygu ein ffydd ysbrydol ac yn ddiolchgar am y pethau bychain. Arglwydd, yn dy drigaredd, gwrando ein gweddi. Lord, we pray for those finding life very trying and difficult at the moment. They may be coping with fear, loneliness, illness, financial worries or grief. Give them strength to tackle one day at a time, and help us to share their burdens so that they may find peace and love in you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. At the start of a new term, we thank you, Lord, for those involved in the work of our schools and colleges. Bless pupils, parents, teachers, and all who work within their walls. Help them to discover their potential and fulfill your purpose so that they may continue to learn throughout their lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Arglwydd Iesu, fe fioch yn iachau llawer. Gofynnwn i chi roi nerth i'r sawl sydd i'n dioddef oherwydd salwch. Fe gofiwn yn enwedig am y rhai sydd yn anwyl i ni, ac fe henwyr yn ein calonau. Atgyfnerthwch hwy yn ei gwendid, a rowch i ddynt hyder i ildio yn llwyr i thywyllus di. Arglwydd yn dy drigaredd, gwrando ein gweddi. As we remember our loved ones who have passed through death into eternity, we ask you to welcome them into your light and joy, so that they may share your risen life forever. Give us thankful hearts for the privilege of knowing them, and strengthen our faith in your Son, who died for us and rose again in glory, that we might share in his victorious life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Finally, we praise you, O God, for this joyful Eastertide, as we celebrate the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. You conquered sin, put death to flight, and gave us the assurance of everlasting life. Grant us by your grace to enter into his triumph and share his risen life. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great Shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, and work in you always that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you, this day and always. Amen.